Find us on Google Plus. Just search The Generic Live Show and react. This is The Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Thanks for joining us here on The Generic Live Show here on a Sunday. Sunday. Thanks so much for joining us here on a Sunday. Kicking off our second hour here this morning. Lots to see and lots to do, of course. GLSHQ is continuing to follow the story out of Orlando this morning. We'll bring you up to speed on that as we continue. Lots to see and lots to do this morning. Lots of politics to get into in our second hour here. Lots to cram in, actually. We're gonna be stuffed for time, so we're gonna get into it. I want to bring you up to date on the authorities as they came to the press about an hour ago. About 50 minutes ago, actually. Now that I come to think about it, about 50 minutes ago they came to the press. No official counts at this stage, but 42 people remain inside the Pulse nightclub to be seeking medical attention. At 2:02 Eastern Time this morning in Orlando, Florida, gunfire opened up at the Pulse nightclub, an LGBTQ nightclub. At 500 hours, the gunfire ceased and people were started to race to hospital. No further threat stands to the state of Florida at this time. The sheriff encourages people to come together in this desperate time of need and has deemed this a domesticated terrorist event. 9 officers were involved with the shootout this morning, by the way. One officer did get an eye injury, but will recover from that as his helmet did refrain from getting too much of an injury. Want to get through a lot of this right now. Barack Obama this week, it was on late night. Boy, we covered that before. And, you know, listen to the last hour of the program to hear my disregard for presidential worship. I don't get it. And someone explain that to me. Someone send me a message and explain that to me. But here is Obama. Yesterday or the day before, would have been on Thursday, comes out and endorses Hillary Clinton for President of the United States. Now, I didn't know that you could do this, by the way. I didn't know a president could endorse someone who is under FBI investigation. But, you know, I'm not a lawyer or anything, so I wouldn't know. And if people call me a lawyer, they're probably calling me a cereal box lawyer. But here is Obama coming out on Thursday and endorsing Hillary Clinton.
I want to congratulate Hillary Clinton on making history.
On the sidelines no more, President Obama offering a full-throated endorsement tonight of Hillary Clinton.
In fact, I don't think there's ever been someone so qualified to hold this office. That I'm with her. I am fired up, and I cannot wait to get out there and campaign for Hillary.
And Clinton welcoming the news on Twitter, writing, "Honored to have you with me, POTUS. I'm fired up and ready to go." Democrats falling in line quickly, united around the idea of stopping Donald Trump. The president's blessing coming just hours after meeting with Bernie Sanders today in the Oval Office. The visit included a walk along the White House colonnade, a courtesy normally afforded to visiting heads of state.
Let me begin by thanking President Obama and thanking Vice President Biden for the degree of impartiality they established during the course of this entire process.
Hey, Senator, welcome back.
Sanders also returning to a place Democratic leaders want him, back on Capitol Hill. A sign of respect and leverage after winning 22 states and aggressively challenging Clinton. Sanders didn't directly address plans to suspend his campaign, but did signal he's ready to unite Democrats against the presumptive Republican nominee.
Needless to say, I am going to do everything in my power, and I will work as hard as I can to make sure that Donald Trump does not become president of the United States.
Trump also taking it all in, tweeting, Obama just endorsed crooked Hillary. He wants 4 more years of Obama, but nobody else does. Clinton firing back. Delete your account.
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute.
Rivals for a year, Sanders and Clinton will soon come together.
I look forward to meeting with her in the near future.
Clinton wants and needs his help, particularly firing up voters as he did across the country.
I'm looking forward to working with him to achieve our common goal, which is to defeat Donald Trump. And Senator Sanders has said he'll work every day, every week to see that happen.
That is the state of politics this week. Now, interesting stuff. Here, by the way, wanna quickly, wouldn't be remiss for mentioning that it's interesting to see that that Bernie Sanders. We would be remiss for mentioning that Mr. Sanders won 22 primaries. 22. Hillary thought that she was going to get into this race and she thought that she was going to get this all sewn up. But that's just not the case. That's not the case at all. And 22 states, that's a lot. Out of 50 states, 22, that is not a majority. And we've still got one, technically we've still got a state to do, but that won't push over a majority. But it's been so contested. Now, I don't know what is exactly happening here, because Bernie hasn't dropped out of the race, and Hillary is the presumptive nominee, and Obama has come out and fully endorsed Hillary Clinton. It's going to be a surrogate for Hillary Clinton. Oh, wait, doesn't Obama have a job to do? Isn't he, like, president or something? Riddle me this. You can go out there and endorse candidates and appear on late-night television, but don't you have a job to do? Don't you see that you can aggressively push for your justice nominee? You can do all that sort of. There's things to be done. That's my point. You've got things to be done. You've still got a fair few months in the office. You've still got 5 months in office, technically. Excuse me. And you've still got stuff to do. I don't understand. Meanwhile, I want to share these moments with you. Five memorable moments from the Bernie Sanders campaign. I want to share these with you here. Because it's interesting. This week earlier on Tuesday, Hillary became the presumptive nominee, and Bernie Sanders came out and said, "No, I'm not quitting. I'm taking this all the way to the Democratic convention." But as it's all about Bernie here in this segment, I want to share with you five moments from the Bernie Sanders improbable run. Here is Mr. Sanders. In just a couple of moments.
Flashback to April 30th, 2015. Remember this moment?
Let me just make a brief comment and be happy to take a few questions. We don't have an endless amount of time. I've got to get back.
Bernie Sanders comes out of the Senate, speaks in front of a podium, announces that he's running for president, turns around and walks right back in. And now, here we are in California.
it is too late for establishment politics and establishment economics.
I wanted to go back through my reporter's notebook and share some of the moments that I remember most from covering him on the campaign trail. Right before the New York primary, Bernie Sanders went to the Vatican in Rome. It sort of proved that he can handle himself on an international stage. I would also say that visiting Mount Rushmore with the senator was interesting to see it through his eyes. It was the first time he had seen the national park and the monument there, and he was in total awe.
You sit here and you think that this is our country at its very best. What an incredible achievement.
One of the best visuals from the campaign trail covering Bernie was when he had a huge rally at Washington Square Park. It was also a homecoming of sorts for the senator being from New York.
Jane and I left New York City when we were kids. It is great to be back. Thank you.
While the senator was campaigning in Arizona, the press was taken, sort of without us really knowing what was happening, to the border. And he stood at a podium, which was set bare in the middle of kind of a dusty cliff. And in the background was the fence between the U.S. and Mexico.
We don't need a wall, and we don't need barbed wire. We need to fix our broken criminal justice system.
The senator always said in his rallies that he was fighting an uphill battle, and he always knew he was competing against the Democratic establishment. But I don't think anyone realized how far he was going to make it into this election cycle.
Let me thank all of you for being part of the political revolution.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders there. And I, as a casual political observer myself, I've never thought that Mr. Sanders was in there. And back in the debate season of late last year, you know, watching the debates and watching Mr. Sanders go, I never thought that he was going to be competitive in this race at all myself. And you watch people and you think, how on earth are you doing this? And Mr. Sanders, more power to you. He's not a young person by any stretch of the imagination, but he's out there every day, you know, fighting the good fight, rough and tumble politics, in there with Hillary Clinton, who's been there, been in the limelight for over 30 years, being first lady, breaking multiple glass ceilings, cleaning, sweeping up multiple glass ceilings. Oh, wait, she just broke one last week. Shoot. Well, you know, yeah, well, wah, 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 wah. But my point still stands, you know, we've had a contested Democratic race. People have come, people have dropped out, but Bernie's all through it, man. I mean, if I was to vote on the Democratic side, I'd vote for Bernie Sanders because he's just more representative of people on that side of the aisle. I mean, funny story, actually. I did take a U.S. Presidential quiz. And, you know, some of these online quizzes and political... And here's the thing. I don't think I actually shared this on air when I took it. But here's the thing. Now, I took the quiz. I answered honestly to these things, by the way. When I'm here in Australia, I voted for a candidate to the left of economics, but who held relatively conservative values. Now, I know, shocking, right? Now, I narrow that down to one thing. I narrow that down to just my general upbringing at the best of times, because that's just how I was raised. That's just who I am. Deal with it. If you don't like it, then, you know, go elsewhere. But apart from that, when I voted in the US, well, if I was to vote in the US race, my candidate that I got, sorry, let me rephrase that. The candidate in which I sided with the most was John Kasich, of all people. Yeah. How does that work? I would have no idea. But I'm a really weird person like that, I guess. Yay, moderation. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show for Sunday. Well, we actually have an announcement to make. I totally forgot to do this last hour. But we have something a little bit special to share. And Suicide Squad is a movie coming out soon. It's on display at Comic-Con. We'll tell you more about it as we continue. It's 10:20. Finally found the most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell. Thanks for joining us here on a Sunday with Dale Campbell. Thanks so much for joining us. Glad you'd be with us here on a Sunday in our new time slot. I forgot to mention this at the top of the show, and this makes me a terrible host, so I do apologize for that. If you notice something a little bit different about your podcast, don't worry, don't get too freaked out. Don't mind all the coffee stains that I spilled all over the podcast. Oh, wait, no, that's just my notes. I didn't spill coffee on my notes, by the way, today. What I did do, and I do have physical printout copies, see, of notes. They're the notes I was taking during the press conference a little bit earlier on. But the other one's got other weird timestamps and weird cues and what have you. But anyway, what I was doing here, I was, you know, prepping for the show. I've got my notes here. What I will say is, I have a can of soda here or something like that. I normally have about two beverages here. I normally have some water and maybe a caffeinated beverage. But today, you know, I'm feeling extra tired. I mean, I've had 5 o'clock, 4:30 a.m., 5 a.m. starts every day. Well, I shouldn't say every day this week. I had 4 days in a row. Yeah, 4 days in a row. Tomorrow I don't start until later. But that's not the point here. The point here is I'm only averaging about 4.5 hours of sleep a night, which is not healthy for anyone. Thank God it's only for this week, so there is that. But what I will say, it's been a heck of a... Anyway, crazy week. Things that you probably don't really want care to know, but... I've had a can of Coke and a coffee here. I made myself a coffee. Sometimes I make myself a coffee during commercial break. I've been really good, and I haven't actually left my chair in the commercial break. But normally, I'm actually going to unveil the curtain here a little bit and tell people what a little behind the scenes with Dale Campbell on GLS. Typically. During the ad breaks, I typically like to, you know, I either, you know, do some backup on, I get the next segment stuff prepared, and if I have time during commercial break, I typically like to, you know, get up and move around, because sitting down straight for 2 hours while producing, that sort of thing. I used to have a standing desk, but with the way my microphone's set up, I can't really do that these days because it creates too much echo, and I haven't got a stand, I haven't got a swing arm either, so I have to sit down a lot of the time to produce, and I'm producing, I'm doing all this sort of stuff. I really need a producer so I can just talk, but during commercial break I kind of get a little bit of rest. Of course I'm not talking, and I typically just walk around. I use the bathroom if I have to, or I go make myself a second coffee. I normally have either have two coffees during the show. I shouldn't say that. They're not strong coffees. They're their flavored coffee. On the moment, I'm on the cinnamon coffee blend that has chocolate in it. Also, during the show, I sometimes have a hot chocolate. The Animal Kingdom hot chocolate from Disney. Oh, it's some of the best stuff you'll ever get. If you have a chance to visit the Animal Kingdom, I highly suggest picking up a little three-pack. I think mine was a three-pack of little hot chocolates. They've got choc fudge in there. They've got caramel. They've got cinnamon. Oh, it's all good stuff and all good all the time. And I normally have some water in here or chuck a bit of flavoring in the water as well. I'm big on the flavored water at the moment myself, so I typically do that. More behind the scenes as we continue here on GLS. What was my whole point with that? I had a point to all of that. Oh, if you notice something different about the podcast. If you notice something different about the podcast, that's what my point was there. If you notice something different about the podcast, that's because we have a new affiliate, Blog Talk Radio. We are on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio, for having us on the Generic Live the Generic Live Show there. We're with Geek.io on there. You can check us out, blogtalkradio.com/genericliveshow. We are over there as well. Still have to do some bumpers for that, but we'll get there. We'll get there. So that's half the reason why we've left our former live broadcast network, and we are working on getting the live broadcast over there. Lots of cool stuff we're working on with Blog Talk Radio over there. So cool stuff coming up there. The only thing available over there is the archives. So we're working on that. Trust me. But if you've noticed, the podcast is going to feel a lot like more the live version of the show, just with different ad spots. So it's going to feel more natural. It's going to feel more natural, more vibrant, and more exhilarating. So we continue here on the Generic Live Show. I just sit and had a thought. I just got told not to do that again. So I will not do that again. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, well, I'll get to that Suicide Squad story in just a second. And a prominent politician is out on the campaign trail. We'll tell you more as we continue. It's 10:30.
Most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Thanks for joining us here on GLS for a Sunday. Thanks for joining us here on GLS. Glad you've been with us. It's good to be here. Well, Suicide Squad's coming up, and so is Comic-Con. Apparently, Suicide Squad will have a huge present at Comic-Con this year, according to ET in Canada. And here's Will Smith, actually, at CinemaCon, here's Will Smith talking at CinemaCon about Suicide Squad.
So Suicide Squad, we've seen little teasers, little bits and pieces here and there. Tell us, what's it all about, man? Are we ready for the ride?
Yeah, you know, it's a really interesting mix of things.
Okay, first of all, I'll take vague points, thank you, but continue.
David Ayer is one of the most focused acting directors I've ever worked with.
Really?
He is like so focused on performance, and it was a pleasure to see someone go into that much character detail on a comic book movie. Took it very seriously, and I think what we've created is a really fantastic hybrid. You know, you have all of the big giant elements, but at the center of it, you have these real people in these characters that are interacting with real problems, and I'm excited to see how people react to it.
Were you a fan of comic books growing up?
You know, my brother was.
Yeah.
So comic books were sort of off limits for me. I wasn't allowed to go.
Don't touch it.
I know, right? You know, so I think it was better for me with this because I got to do a deep dive all at once. You know, so I got years and years and years. Oh, good. See, this is the problem. See, jokers. See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? That's the problem. See? Jokers. You see what I'm saying?
You stupid.
Okay, I don't know what just happened at the end there. I think someone was trying to take a photo of Will Smith. Will Smith is like, nah, bruh. I don't know. Wow. I don't know where that accent just popped out. Anyway. Will Smith's Anti-Hero Squad will have a major presence at San Diego Comic-Con this July. Suicide Squad is set to take over the town, transforming the city's gas lamp quarter hard rock hotel into Belle Riviere Parliamentary, the lockup that holds the movie supervillains, and will be all over the convention on Super Sunday. Warner Brothers will be pushing the film hard at the infamous Hall H again this year, promising cast appearance both on stage for the studio's exclusive presentation of the movie, and will be on the convention floor as part of the DC Entertainment's booth fan signings. The cast will also be ahead on the special taping of Conan O'Brien's show on July 23rd. There is no confirmation of which squad members will take the trip to San Diego at this time. Last year, the studio trotted out most of the film's cast, pulling them off the Toronto set to appear in Hall H in front of fans during the Warner Brothers film slate presentation. This year they're introducing never before seen footage of the movie. Now, I will say this: Suicide Squad does seem like a good. Nervous about it, but from what I've seen, I've come around on it. It does look like a really, really good movie, from what I gather. So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. It got Will Smith in it, and that's most vague answer to a question ever. What's this movie got in it? It's got a nice, rich, thick mixture of things. Put that out later. But you know, it is what it is. Meanwhile, back to politics. Because we can't. I stay away from politics this week. It's all politics all the time this week, hey? You could not avoid politics as much as you could try. Former Prime Minister, 23rd or 22nd, can't remember which one, I think 22nd, out on the campaign trail endorsing Bill Shorten this week, and out there campaigning for Bill Shorten and out there campaigning and mentioned out there for Medicare. Here's Bob Hawke, former Prime Minister of Australia.
In 1983, the Hawke Labor government introduced Medicare. The Liberals were totally against it. And now the Liberals have set up a Medicare privatisation task force. Everybody knows you don't set up a Medicare privatisation task force unless you aim to privatise Medicare. Help Bill Shorten and Labor stand up to protect Medicare, which means protecting you and your family.
And there we go. He's out there. Breaking news, by the way, in terms of the Orlando shooting that happened. We've got early numbers that up to 20 people have died.
That they are absolutely desperate.
The one with the...
Oh, no, that's old coverage. Yeah, 20 people dead. Approximate numbers. That's the approximate numbers coming out. 42, the approximate numbers coming out at this time. 42 injured, 20 dead. So, situation's turning in to a lot more. We'll update you as we continue on that. But just wanted to bring you those numbers as well. Pulse Orlando has provided an update right before the broadcast started. As soon as we have any information, we will update everyone. Please keep everyone in your prayers as we work through this tragic event. Thank you for your thoughts and love. Thoughts and love. There was a Latino event. Latino event at Pulse, as per previously indicated during the live broadcast. But so there is that. Back to Bill Shorten and Bob Hawke. For just a moment here, we'll mention, here's Bill Shorten talking from Bill Shorten talking about Medicare. And I don't know if this has, the Bob Hawke endorsement in it, but here is Bill Shorten talking in Townsville about Medicare.
Labor built Medicare. The Liberals cannot be trusted to build and maintain Medicare. Any student of history will tell you that back in the 70s, when Labor first pushed for universal health care, Fraser then abolished it. It took Bob Hawke and a Labor government in 1983 to reintroduce it, and for a series of elections after that, the Liberals were always trying to undermine Medicare. I frankly thought the Medicare wars were over. But now we see Tony Abbott and now Malcolm Turnbull making swinging cuts. That's unarguable. Freezing our GP payments for 6 years. That'll kill bulk billing. And now they've set up a secret task force in their own Department of Health to actually look at how you privatise the system and parts of the system. No wonder Bob Hawke's up in arms. No wonder Australians are up in arms. You know, we have just decided to fight this election on Medicare. And yes, if you don't worry about our hospital system, if you're not worried about bulk billing, if you're not worried about protecting Medicare, then I suppose Mr. Turnbull's a good bet. But if you care about Medicare, if you want to make sure you can afford to see a doctor, if you want to keep the price of medicines down, if you want to make sure that these amazing hospitals are working as they should, if you don't want the American-style two-tier health system, vote Labor on July the 2nd.
That is... Bill Shorten there, talking from Townsville, out on the campaign trail. Now, the campaign stuff has gotten fierce over the last week, particularly. Like I mentioned in the tease before, you cannot avoid Medicare. You can't avoid it, and it's something that. It's hard, and it's a huge topic at the moment, and but my question is how we got to this is also another one as well, and I can't fathom to bring to myself why we're actually talking about this. I was thinking this the other day. I was actually talking to a friend of mine, and I mentioned to them, I'll keep it gender neutral. I always try to, and they'll remain nameless, of course. But I was talking to my friend the other day. Well, yeah. And they said, yeah, this talk is good. But what about other issues? We don't really hear... Our campaigns are mainly single-issued focus this year. And I'd agree to a certain extent. But here's the thing. And particularly in crisis situations, which I don't think we are, I wouldn't like to imagine... Oh, excuse me. Wow, let's get all... Oh, talky. Yeah, there's my microphone, by the way. Yay. This election is single issue, they said. And I tended to agree. But here's the thing. When we're in crisis situations, elections do tend to be single issued focus. Now, this one seems to be about health from the left. From the right side of the aisle, it seems to be big business and the economy, which is fascinating. And yeah, I'm bundling them two in. I'm bundling the tax and the economy into one issue for the right side of the aisle. My point is, they're vastly different. And one side of the aisle is not talking about one issue. But no one's coming together on an issue, is my point. One side of the aisle is talking about a completely different issue than the other side of the aisle. So we're getting this back and forth tennis, and we're getting a Facebook debate, which... Oh my god, why? We're getting a Facebook debate of all things as well, and I don't know why. I don't know how, and I don't know why. Okay, I said why first time, but I don't know how. Why are we getting a Facebook debate again? I don't understand. But I will say this. I think we need to find an issue that both sides of the aisle come upon. And my friend suggested homelessness across the nation. I said, well, homelessness is an interesting issue. That's an issue that kind of goes across the spectrum. They said, what do you mean? And I said, well, yeah, it kind of goes across local, state, and federal lines. So no one really campaigns on homelessness because it kind of is a universal topic. My friend turns to me and says, and that's why. That's why it doesn't get talked about by either side, because it goes across so many lines. And they're right. They're right. Homelessness is not really a political issue that you hear on election cycles. And yes, here particularly, we have we have an ever-increasing homelessness issue, particularly in the greater parts of the CBD. And you see that, and it gets a bit, you see that, and it's sad that it's getting constantly ignored. Anyway, that's neither here nor there, but I wanted to bring that up because it's interesting, because that conversation with my friend kind of made me ascertain that it is definitely a single election campaign. Just food for thought. As we continue here on GLS, while Kanye West might be gearing up for a 2020 election run, is he up to something else? We'll tell you more as we continue. It's 10:49.
Finally found the most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
for joining us here on a Sunday with Dale Campbell. Thanks so much for joining us. It's good to be here. Now, we want to bring you, before we bring you the feel-good story of the week, we want to bring you, of course, up to date on the breaking story that we brought to you this morning here on GLS for those waking up in the US that happened at the Pulse Gay Nightclub in Orlando, Florida. Approximate numbers coming out that up to 20 people, that approximately 20 people have died from the tragic event, and 42 have been injured. They're the early numbers coming out. At 2:02 Eastern Time this morning, gunshot opened up outside the Pulse nightclub at 5:00 in the morning. So a little over 3 hours ago, nearly 4 hours ago now, the gunfire stopped and people were started to be rushed from the hospital. No further threat, also the gunman has been killed, but no further threat also is issued for Florida. The sheriff encourages people to come together in this time of need, and the FBI has indeed engaged it a matter of terrorism. 9 officers were involved with the incident. 1 officer did sustain an eye injury, but his helmet saved his life, according to reports. We'd be remiss if we didn't end the broadcast without giving you this information. Meanwhile, Kanye West, if you're in the US today, you know what you need to do. You need to get out there and eat some ice cream. Here's why. Kanye West Ice Cream Week Season 2 is here. It's ending today. The limited edition menu, which includes the year's biggest hit, I'm a God Ice Cream Sandwich, and 11 brand new items, will run from June 2 to July 12th. Don't know why I didn't hear about this to begin with. Here's more. It's just music by the sound of it. Positive Vibes Pistachio. Nice. Father, stretchy out my hands, part one. Papa, what? Slow down. Father, stretchy out my hands, part one. And Paparazzi Pineapple. Reindeer tastes like Christmas. Nice. Alright, we got Sundays and Sandwich, we got the I'm a God Ice Cream Crust Sandwich, and we've got Bound to Banana Split. Nice. Left your fridge. Oh, you left your fridge open Ice Cream Sandwich. Nice. Nice, very nice. In the terms of shakes, we've got Saint Shake, nice. Young Metro Shake. No Naomi Shake. Beautiful Morning Shake. And we've got the Panda Cone. Panda, 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 panda. There you go. At Morgenstein's, to Riverston Street, you can go to Morgan Street, NYC, in New York. Kanye Ice Cream Week, Season 2. Panda, 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 panda. That's all I have to say about that. Ice Cream Week. That, some of this stuff looks delicious, by the way. There you go. Bigger and better. Now I feel like ice cream. You know what? I'm going to have ice cream right after the show. After I'm finished closing everything down, I'm gonna have that. Oh, and there's the Young Metro one. He's actually got gone to Henry and butterscotch. Oh. Saint Shake is raw milk. The Naomi Shake is white sesame shake. Oh, and the TLOPPings. Nice. Is Highlight Sprinkles, Honey, Butterscotch, Famous Fudge, Pink Paleo Prinkles, Kralink, chocolate chunks, Yozy Boost granola, Pablo pretzels, nice, and Cool Pants caramel, very nice. This ice cream shop needs to do more of this if they can. It's very, wow. I don't know why I didn't hear about this before now. Feels like something I should have known. Thank you so much for joining us here on a Sunday, by the way. It's been a long broadcast, but it's been probably one of the best ones. Moving through things quickly, rapid fire stuff. We had a whole bunch of stuff that we didn't get to, but such is life. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Generic Live Show. Make it a great week. It's 11 o'clock.
This has been a Chef Wonder Media production. For more, visit chefwondermedia.net. Delivered fresh to your ear holes. Copyright 2016.
This has been a podcast of the Geek AM Media Network, where you put your geek in and geek out. For more geeky goodness, head over to geek-io.net. Copyright 2016.